Glory to God. Glory to God. I said glory to God. Praise God. In Luke chapter 1, the Bible said, and in the sixth month, in verse 26, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Now, so, just simply put, the angel Gabriel was sent from heaven with an announcement. Mary, God has decided to include you in his program. God has decided to include you in his program. And the angel said, because of that, you are highly favored. Do you know that when God decides to include you in his program, you are highly favored? And so somebody wrote a song. He said, Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day walk on water? Excuse me, Mary. Did you know that your baby boy will save our sons and our daughters? Did you know, Mary, that your baby boy has come to make even you new? This child that you have delivered will soon deliver you. This songwriter must have heard from God. He said, Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you kiss your little baby, you've kissed the face of God. Mary, did you know? As I sit here this evening and I'm looking at all your faces, there is no way to know, looking at your faces, the path that God has designed for each one of us. There's no way to know. That day when Mary held that baby in her arms, even though she had heard from the angel, the full dimension of what the angel was speaking about was lost on her. As she cradled that baby, she never knew that this baby boy one day will walk on water. This baby boy will be the one to save the whole world. This baby boy will become the most famous person in all the world. This baby boy will be the one that will become the one by whom we name our birthdays. Anytime you say, I was born in 1987, 1990, I want you to know that you are actually talking about Jesus. Because by his death, he separated time. This baby boy. So, looking at your life here tonight, first thing you must be glad about is when God decides that, I've looked at you. You may not be perfect. Mary was not a perfect girl, even though she was a virgin. But God said, I want to include you in my program. Blessed above all women. Then secondly, even the path that Mary was to play in birthing this boy, the full dimension, he said, all generations shall call me blessed. There is no day we'll talk about Jesus that will not call Mary. Even tonight, as we have come to worship and to celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, I want you to think, first of all, what part has he called me to play in what he's doing on the earth? And just as Mary said, be it unto me as you have spoken. Be it unto me. I don't know how this thing will happen, but I'm available. So what God is asking for is your availability. I don't know what you have planned. I don't know what the future is, but I am here. I want to be part of that plan. I want to be part of that plan. There are many of you here tonight that in 2025, you will be shocked the dimension of grace that you'll be operating on. Yes, because what will happen is that you are going to yield yourself and say, God, whatever part you want me to play in your program, I am available. And then the world will watch and see. The world will watch and see God's eternal plan in choosing you. May the world really watch and see God's eternal purpose in choosing you. May your life fulfill all that God has planned from the beginning. May your life fulfill all that God has planned. Celebrating Christmas is a temptation for many people. You see, because this is the season where God is calling people to say, come, take a while. This is the end of the year. A year is about to end. A new one is about to begin. A new year of hope. A new year of new beginnings. A new year of extraordinary possibilities. What the devil would like many people to do is just to be gallivanting, running up and down and getting distracted. But when the angel came to Mary, Mary said, I am here. I'm not moving up and down. Do you know that as soon as she heard from the angel, she got up immediately and went to look for Elizabeth. Elizabeth, because she was also carrying a child that was going to play a pivotal role in God's eternal plan. So in this season, you are not going to look for any other person other than Elizabeth. You are not going to look for any other person other than that person who is also running a race towards fulfilling God's plan. Am I clear tonight? Yes. So you are not going to hang around friends who just want to talk trash. You want to hang around people who are saying, see, something is happening. God is doing something. God is about to unveil something glorious. And we need to just get together and begin to understand the mystery that God wants to show forth. That will be the wise direction to go this season. All of you young men here tonight, I don't know if you have made plans to meet with anybody other than Elizabeth. I want you to jettison that plan. You know what I mean by Elizabeth? Elizabeth is not that girl coming from Abia State. Okay? Elizabeth is that person who is also carrying a dream of God's plan, of God's purpose. And that is why forever and ever that the story of Jesus will be told, Elizabeth's name will show up. Forever and ever where the story of Jesus will be told, Mary's name will show up. Now, when all of this is said and done, and your story is to be told, let it be told that Christmas of 2024, as the year was ending, you made a decision to say, see, I want to program myself. I want to enter fully into God's eternal plan for my life. I'm not doing this up and down thing anymore. I want to fully say, Lord, I am here. Let's close our eyes. Let's pray. Father, thank you tonight. Thank you because there are several people here tonight that are parts. You have already earmarked them to be part of what you are doing. But right now, some of them are still out running here and there, not focused on the direction that they are supposed to be going. Even tonight, God, I know there's a young man here, even as I speak, that you are pulling his heart and you are saying, yes, I have a plan for your life. There's a young girl here that you are saying, you too, I have something serious I want to do with your life. Lord, I'm asking that by the power of the Holy Spirit tonight, you will bring them to this place of conviction. Father, where like Mary, they will be able to say, God, be it unto me according to your will. Father God, bring them to that point in the name of Jesus. Tonight, I'd like to quickly pray for some people here. Maybe you are saying, Lord, this year, 2024, I've not been too serious with the things of God. But tonight, I really want to be part of God's program. I want to repent and I want to say, God, just whatever you desire, that's what I desire. I want to pray for those people who want to make a fresh commitment of their lives to say, Jesus, I really want to follow you for the fulfillment of your plan and purpose for my life. If you are that person, I'd like to pray for you. If you put your hand on your chest, I'll pray for you. even as I'm talking, the Spirit of God is pulling your heart. Said, yes, I have a plan. You are part of what I want to do. I have something serious I want to do with your life. But you've been here and there. But tonight, the Lord calls you. Father, thank you for everyone whose hand is on their chest. Father, thank you because this is the reason why Jesus died. To call many sons and daughters to glory. To bring us to be part of your eternal plan for mankind. Even tonight, God, as they repent and as they make a decision to be part of your agenda, to be part and fully committed to this kingdom, I pray that you will forgive them. I pray you will change their hearts. I pray you make them brand new people in the name of Jesus. If your hand is on your chest, lift it up. Let me pray for you. If your hand was on your chest, God bless you. 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 All of you. Father, thank you for everyone whose hand is on their hand. It's lifted. Please, if your hand is lifted, stand. Let me pray for you quickly. Just stand quickly. Stand quickly. Stand quickly. God is saying, I have a plan for your life. Just yield your life. That's all. Just yield your life. And watch me do incredible things with your life. Glory to your name, Jesus. Those of you standing, please come quickly. Just come and meet me here. Just come. All right. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for each one of these lives. Thank you for each one of these lives. Thank you for each one of these lives. Precious, precious. Those of you that are standing here, I want you to pray. I want you to tell God, God, I'm tired of doing my own thing. I'm tired of going my own way. I submit my life to you tonight. I submit my life to you tonight. I submit my life. I submit my life tonight. I repent and I ask that Jesus would truly be the Lord of my life. That Jesus would truly be the Lord of my life. That Jesus would truly be the Lord of my life. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Kazibra Kashiba, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for this worship. In Jesus' name. Father, thank you by the power of the Holy Spirit. Let every hold from the kingdom of darkness over this life be broken. I'm asking you, God, let everything that made it difficult for them to follow you in the past be destroyed. Even right now, God, I'm asking you that you would take charge, complete charge over their lives. Let every covenant with the power of darkness be destroyed in the name of Jesus. I want you to say this after me. Say, Jesus, Son of the living God, I receive you now as my Lord and my Savior. Save me now. Write my name in the book of life. I yield my life to you. Do whatever you want with this life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Father, thank you for total deliverance. Thank you for salvation. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. No more for the devil. Now to serve God. Now to serve God. In Jesus' name. Now, all of you here, do we have the slips? Okay. So just turn and follow this. Just turn quickly. She just has a little information for you. God bless you. Wait. Let him sit down. Sit down. Sit down, sir. Sit down, sir. Just follow. We are the pastors. Everybody stretch your hands. You see, Jesus heals, right? Jesus heals. Jesus heals. Stretch your hands and pray. Don't look. Stretch your hands and pray. Stretch your hands and pray. Join your faith with us. Join your faith with us tonight. Pastor, you can come. Join your faith with us tonight in the name of Jesus. Come against the spirit of death hovering over this life. We come against the spirit of death hovering over this life. Oh God. Whatever has been destroyed in this body, Father, let it be replaced, oh God. We ask for creative miracles. We ask for creative miracles. The creative miracle tonight. Creative miracle tonight. Oh, the organs of the body. Father God, let them be replaced, oh God. Let them be replaced, oh God. Let them be replaced, oh God. Father God, we speak life. We speak life, 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 we speak life. Live and not die. Live, live and not die. Oh God, we speak life. Jesus, thank you for your healing, oh God. Thank you for your mercy. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Can we clap our hands and give God praise? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. PJ, can you help us take our offerings tonight? Glory to God.